This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. We continue with the story of Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Yesterday we explained how Shaitan had duped the people prior to the coming of Nuh alayhi salam. They were, after the era of Adam alayhi salam, on tawheed, on belief in the oneness of Allah, of worshipping Allah alone, until what transpired when pious people used to pass on, the devil then told them, why don't you make a picture, why don't you have a statue made, why don't you have an idol made in the features of this person who has passed on so you can remember them. So that's how it started, and eventually it led to idol worship. And by the time Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam came as a Nabi, his people had forgotten what was Tawheed, what was monotheism, what was belief in the one Allah, what was worshipping Allah alone. And they had started to worship idols exclusively. And when he came to them, his message, which was the natural message, actually seemed strange. And we drew the parallels yesterday with the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. And I explained that all important mas'ala and ruling, that shirk does not necessarily mean that you deny the existence of Allah altogether. If you attribute any exclusive quality of Allah to any other being, then you have committed shirk and you're out of the fold of Islam. And I gave the example of Hadir and Nadir. Allah is the only one who has the ability to be omnipresent. So if you attribute that exclusive quality of Allah, and we say any other being besides Allah has the ability to be omnipresent, to be aware of anything, everything, anywhere, all the time, every time, then that is problematic in terms of attributing an exclusive quality of Allah to a being other than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now we concluded yesterday by saying that Nuh alayhi salam's people told him, Ya Nuh, qad jadaltana fa'aktharta jidalana. Enough of the arguments now. Fa'atina bima ta'iduna in kunta min as-sadiqin. Bring this punishment that you're talking about. Then the revelation came from Allah, wa uhiya ila Nuh annahu lan yu'mina min qawmika illa man qad aman fala tabta'is bima kanu yaf'alun. That, O Nuh, these people who have accepted Islam, they've accepted. The rest are not going to accept. And when Allah told Nuh alayhi salam that, that's when Nuh alayhi salam made the dua, Rabbi la tadhar ala al-ardi min al-kafirin dayyara. That, O Allah, destroy them, because if they're going to remain alive, they will continue to mislead the people that will come. Now Allah gave Nuh alayhi salam the command to build the ship, wasna'i al-fulk. So Nuh alayhi salam and his people started building the ship. But every time these people would pass by, they would mock at them, they would scoff at them, say, you're building a ship, what's going to happen here? Where are you going to sail this particular ship? وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرٌ مِّن. When the leaders came, they used to laugh. They used to say, what's this? You're building a ship, what are you waiting for? Where those rains are going to come? So Nuh alayhi salam responded, إِن تَسْخَرُ مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ. You know what they say in English? He who laughs last, laughs the best. So Nuh alayhi salam said, you're laughing today, a time will come when we're going to laugh. And when we laugh, it will be the last laugh. And that day came. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا. Allah says that day came. وَفَارَتَّ النُّورِ. The water came out of the ovens. The ovens burst open. Now what is the meaning of the ovens that burst open? The scholars have written that the water started coming from all sides of the earth. From all sides. And in those days they used to have ovens in the ground. They used to bake and they used to cook in the ground. So the floods came from all sides in such a way that even those ovens were now filling over and spilling over with water. That's why the Quran uses that description. قُلْ نَحْمِلْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلٍّ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ وَمَنْ آمَنَ. So Nuh alayhi salam was instructed by Allah that take one of each in every pair, meaning every creation of Allah, take a male and female with you on the ship. So that after the deluge, when everyone and everything else is destroyed after the floods, at least on the ship, there would be a male and female of every creation of Allah so that it can continue. You know, the different creations of Allah can continue after the flood. And Allah told Nuh alayhi salam, I will protect you and your family. I will protect you and your family. وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلِ. Except those that have excluded themselves and the decree has already been made with regards to them. So now the floods came and people started to drown and the ship started to sail. And here's where the famous dua comes. وَقَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا So they were told, right, get onto the ship now because the water started to flow. Bismillahi majreha wa mursaha. That's the dua that is read when you embark on a journey on a ship. When you embark on a journey on road, you say, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. So when you're in an animal or in a ship, Bismillahi majreha wa mursaha wa inna rabbi la ghafurur rahim. Now, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, these verses are all from the 12th juz. وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ Allah says, those waves were like mountains. The floods were such that the waves were like mountains. Now, Nuh alayhi salam saw his son. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ نِبْنَهُ So he called out to his son. وَقَالَ يَا بُنَيَّرْ كَمْ مَعَنَا Oh my son, get onto the ship. Get onto the ship so you can be saved. So what did the son say? قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ He said, nah, I'm not going to panic. His son was not a believer. So Nuh alayhi salam was telling him, come onto the ship, accept Islam, and Allah will save you. Look at the punishment has come. Look at the floods. So the son said, no, I'm not going to panic. I'm going to run to the top of the mountain. The waters will not reach me on the top of the mountain. I'll be saved there. So Nuh alayhi salam tried to reason with him and said, La عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم. No one will be saved today except the one whom Allah wants to save by His mercy. إلا من رحم. But he never listened. فكان من المغرقين. So he drowned. Because those waves overcame those people also who reached the tops of the mountains. Allah alone knows best how accurate it is, but they say these archaeologists, when they do the excavations and all of that in the region, they find bodies on the top of the mountains. And there are indications that those bodies had succumbed to flooding right there on the top of the mountain. And normally, you won't have a flood that high. Your water will not reach there. So there are some indications, Wallahu A'lam, that there were many people who, where the signs are still evident up to today, that the water reached them. Now, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam started making dua for his son. وَنَادَى نُوحُ الرَّبَّةِ He called out to Allah. فَقَالَ إِنَّ بَنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي Oh Allah, my son is from my family. وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ And you promised that you will save my family. And Allah responded and said, Ya Nuhu, innahu laysa min ahlik. He's not really from your family. Why? Innahu amalun ghayru salih. His actions are not right. His actions are not right. Fala tas'alni ma laysa laka bihi ilm. Don't ask Allah that with regards to which you have no knowledge. You see, Nuh alayhi salam had now forgotten about that part where Allah said, I'll save your family except those who did not bring iman. And his son was from the exception. His son was from those who did not bring iman. Then Allah says, after everyone had been destroyed, Allah now issued the command. وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ بَلَعِي مَاءَكِ وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي وَغِيدَ الْمَاءُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ Now the steps were shut, so to speak, from the top and from the bottom, from the heavens and from the earth, and the water settled, and the ark of Noah, as they say in the Bible, or the ship of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, came, وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِي واستوت على الجودي It came to a rest on the Mount of Judi. And where's the Mount of Judi? It is between the Euphrates and the Tigris. That is where the ship of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam came to a rest. وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ And it was said, look at how distant the oppressive people have become. So Allah had warned, and Allah had warned, and Allah had warned. Nuh alayhi salam had cautioned, and he had cautioned, and he had cautioned. 950 years. Nothing happened, so everyone thought nothing will happen. Nothing happened, so everyone thought nothing will happen. But when it came, it was major, it was catastrophic, it was colossal. And it resulted in the destruction of all those who had disobeyed the commands of Allah and who had neglected to obey the message of the messenger of Allah, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. We leave it there and continue tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.